On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. And you can always catch it on KSRO.com, where we have not just the live version, but we have our prior versions that sound live.
Yep. They're great.
Crowd cheering and everything.
Yes, exactly. Sound effects galore.
Sound effects galore. Well, what we do is we like to have great guests. Some of them are in the real estate industry. Others are in the finance sector. Others are in insurance. Had a great show last week. Learning about insurance, what happenings with Rob Stroud at Farmers. And sometimes we have economists on, and that's what the show's about, is trying to get you some expertise around the biggest asset and potentially biggest liability in your world. That's your house and your mortgage. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. My son played baseball last night.
Yeah?
And it's always so much fun to watch him, because he really is out. He's 7 years old, and he's out there. He's hitting the pitching machine. He gives it all he's got, nice. Except he wasn't running hard to first base. So the first couple of games, they weren't calling outs. Well, and he got out.
Oh, gosh.
Boy, he was pissed.
Yeah.
Got a good hit, but, you know, it didn't convert to an on-base.
Didn't hustle to try to get there.
He didn't hustle, no. So a little lackadaisical there.
Well, now he's got motivation now, right?
Yeah, so the last couple games, he's been running hard.
Good.
Yep, so he was 3 for 3 yesterday, which is really cute.
Nice.
Lots of fun sitting out there watching him play.
Very cool.
He's on the Angels.
Go Angels.
Working on his Mike Trout contract. $330 million.
Right.
Keep hitting them balls, son. Well, hey, folks, if you ever want to know what you qualify for a home loan to refinance or buy real estate, you can always contact me directly at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. It's going to put your phone into my office, not here into the radio station. So it's a private conversation. It costs you nothing. And you might learn a thing or two that you really can take to improve your cash flow, improve your lifestyle, get rid of a high interest debt. That's a common one. Got someone helping right now, going to save them about $2,500 by paying off consumer debt.
Oh, wow.
Good. That's example of that.
That's significant. Oh, my gosh.
It's totally significant. You have many people that get themselves into high interest credit card debt will start to get offers in the mail from these companies that will lend them up to $35,000. There's some predatory lending rules around that figure. That's why everything's at $35,000. And then they get that and they're like, whoa, I didn't expect it to be such a high payment. Or they thought they could get through it. They thought they were going to get a bonus check. They thought they were going to get a tax refund. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. The tax refund checks didn't happen this year. and they get stuck. And so we look at what the value of their home is against what the mortgage is. And if there's any additional equity that we can pull out, they can use that to pay off that high interest debt.
Oh, my gosh.
And it saves them a ton.
Life-changing. Life-changing. That's amazing.
It is life-changing. I have some friends of mine that are going through refinancing right now with me. And she took on a second job so that she could start to get ahead. And they didn't get ahead. It just kept paying interest only on their credit cards.
Yeah.
So I'm helping them get ahead. So, folks, if you want to find out how you can get ahead leveraging the home value that you have, we call that equity. You call me again, 707-583-8100, or go to my website. You can start there at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. And you can fill out a quick little questionnaire, figure out what you qualify for. So take the leap. It's worth it. I promise you. We'll be done in a few weeks, and you'll be happy you did.
Nice.
Hey, I've got a great guest on, Jeff Cram. He's a real estate agent. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, George. How are you?
Excellent, Jeff. Tell the listeners about yourself. It's been a while since we've had you on the air. Let's remind them who you are.
I'm the hardest working man in real estate.
I was waiting for him to say that. So he's the hardest working man in real estate. Well, there's thousands of people that work in real estate. What makes you different?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'm just here to help my clients and do a good job for everybody.
Yeah, you're out there hustling and working hard, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So talk to us a little bit about what's happening in the market. I know that you're up in Mendocino and Lake Counties working quite a bit, right?
Yeah, Mendocino, Lake County, my primary. I do a little dabble in Sonoma County when a client needs me. But Mendocino, you know, both. Lake is a little bit busier, I believe, than Mendocino. It's the spring market never really kind of hit. The weather, I believe, the rains are really kind of stopped everything, and now it really hasn't hit again because now it's dry so people can get out and have some fun.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of hit and miss. The inventory is still a little off, in my opinion.
Okay.
Prices don't seem to be, you know, draining as much as they were like in back in November.
Well, so, hold on a sec there, Jeff. I mean, if you read all the news and the social media, it's house prices are going to crash. What do you think about that?
We'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a bunch of hoopla.
You know, it's you know, they may crash in one area because something happens. Like, you know, you can't compare up here to Sonoma County a lot of times.
Yeah, just, different economics.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole... There's a lot of different influences in our market than yours, but I believe we're going to have a solid summer. I don't really expect just to be a catastrophic increase, but I don't see it really going down too much more.
Mm-hmm.
I it may taper, but may not.
Yeah. Now the economy there is really has different aspects that affect housing, mainly in the employment area. How is unemployment up there? Is it unemployment numbers lower than they were in the past?
No, we're actually doing better. We're down.
Uh-huh.
In the last month we did see a little up increase in median value.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good sign.
Sure, people can afford a mortgage.
Costco is a big help up here, I think. Mm-hmm. It helped quite a bit with our economy, and it's affecting, the smaller businesses a little bit per se. But it's an adjustment period for most employees.
Okay.
For people that have those mom and pop places.
Tell me about the migration of folks from Sonoma County due to affordability issues and up there. Are they bringing their talents and their skills with them? Are they starting to open businesses and help that economy? Or are we seeing more retirees migrating into the Mendocino and Lake counties?
You're seeing retirees because they get bang for their buck for what they sell down there, and they can come up here. And, they're getting bang for their buck.
You know, it's funny. We have the same thing from people moving out of the peninsula and Silicon Valley and the East Bay, retiring, getting bang for their buck, and moving up here. I mean, it's a real interesting dynamic.
It is a strange dynamic. But, with the Silicon Valley prices, you guys are half of what that is. And,
yep.
And we're not even a quarter of what Silicon Valley prices are. So, it's that whole... buying up scenario.
Well, give it time because they'll eventually sell what they bought in Sonoma County and then move up to see you guys. And when they should reach you. So tell us about you. Tell us about your company. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, my cell phone, which is always on and always by my side, is 707-489-2191. And I am very text friendly, so don't hesitate to not text me.
Okay. You have a website,
my email
right?
Address?
No, jeffcram.com, right? That's jeffkram.com, right?
Yes, sir. And my email address is jk@remax.net.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, Jeff, the market has traditionally shifted from slow in the winter to starts to pick up in the spring and summer. So are you projecting that this is going to be a good time for people to start getting pre-approved, to start lining up their ducks so that they can start looking at property? Is this the time or should they wait further as it gets into the summer?
I never encourage people to wait, get pre-approved, waiting, you can still be pre-approved and waiting.
Right. And, folks don't understand that our pre-approvals, for example, are good for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do for our buyers is we'll get them fully approved, not just pre-approved. We'll go fully approved so that when they go into contract, they don't even need a loan contingency. I mean, how does that look to you as a realtor, Jeff, when you know that there's someone who's truly
awesome.
Approved?
That's one less contingency you got to put on that offer.
Right. And so then you're competing with cash in a much more level playing field, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that my biggest thing that I like to tell for especially first time home buyers is patience gets you the deal. Just stay, watch the market, see, get familiarized with what stuff's selling for, be familiar, the information you have, they have as much information now as we do, and they should use the information. The information is there at their fingertips, and just be diligent about what the prices are and what you want to pay and what you can afford, and the deal will come.
So people are leaning, you talk about information at their fingertips. Is there a possibility there's too much information out there with Zillow and Redfin and all the other internet lenders, real estate companies? Talk to me about the value of that information versus the misinformation.
Well, you got to remember, George, you know, even up to 10 years ago, our value as realtors was we had the information. If you wanted to sell or buy a house, you had to come find one of us. Nowadays, they could just, you know, by the, you know, a couple of clicks in Google, they can find out what's on the market, what things are selling for. And so we don't have that information any longer. That value is taken away from us. So in my opinion, our value now is we do paperwork and we help you negotiate and we're your consultant more than your salesperson.
I think there's also a serious misunderstanding that a buyer using a real estate agent is going to pay more. Because of, fees and service charges, when the reality is buyers don't pay you anything. The seller pays you when you help them get into the property, right?
That's right. I work for buyers for free.
That's true. And even in the lending side, I have people ask me what our fees are and I tell them, but I also say it's kind of a funny business where most people that were qualifying for a home loan, they get paid by the hour, they get paid a salary. In our business of both real estate and lending, we really don't get paid until transactions close. So all that effort can go to nothing. Do you find that buyers understand that?
When I have my initial consultation with a first-time buyer, you know, I always let them know how I get paid and how am I paid, because they always want to know, you know, what's in it for you. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that they understand that I don't get paid till you close escrow. But choosing the right house and getting you in the right deal is my main focal point.
That's right. Well, folks, if you're thinking about shopping for a home and want to get into the Mendocino or Lake County markets, give Jeff Crammell a call at 707-489-2191, 489-2191. He does both residential and commercial, and he is the hardest working man in real estate. Jeff, thank you so much for being on today.
Hey, George, thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I always have a good time when I come on your show. I do listen from time to time. I have it on my bookmark. So when I remember, oh crap, it's noon Wednesday.
We'll count you as our 14th listener.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, we're going to go to commercial break, folks. That was Jeff Cram with RE/MAX. He's up there in our neighboring northern counties and dabbles in Sonoma County. Again, 707-489-2191. Thanks again, Jeff. Folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock-and-shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Hey, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Remember, we do the show every Wednesday at noon. We've got great guests on, professionals in the real estate market. But we also have good information from experts that support real estate and lending and our community and our business. So remember, every Wednesday at noon, you can catch us live and go check out KSRO for KSRO.com's website for past shows. And we got a Facebook presence. We're on social media. Yeah. So we've got all kinds of things going on there. We've been doing more things with multimedia, trying to take advantage of easy access to the social media platforms. People want to get information because I think that's really what we're seeing is a transformation of people who want to get information about lending and buying and people. They do tend to go about it themselves. They tend to think that they can do-it-yourself lending, they can do-it-yourself insurance, do-it-yourself real estate. And that's because they saw a snippet of information that gave them enough to think that they have the keys to the castle, so to speak, that they have the ability. And they just don't. I have to let people know that. Think about what you do in your career. You're an expert, whatever that may be. If you're a teacher, if you're an auto mechanic, if you're a doctor, if you're a police officer, whatever it is you're doing requires a certain level of expertise that you've gone through training and certification and education, and you spent time doing it.
Right, the experience too.
Yeah, folks, the real estate agents that are out there that we work with, myself as a lender, my loan officers that work with me, we are licensed. We offer a certain value that you just can't get on your own. And you're not going to duplicate what I know by reading a couple blogs. It's impossible. I got a thing in the mail the other day telling me I needed to refinance my home with one of those real big internet lenders, out of this world internet lenders. And I read through it, and there's an old saying in our business, what the big print giveth, the fine print taketh away.
Yes.
And on this document that I, not document, this letter I got, there was a snippet of information, like two sentences, saying I could get an interest rate at 3.75% and it would be at a cost of 1.25. And then it tells me what that means. It says 1% is 1% of your loan amount. That's interesting. Then you flip it over and the entire back page is filled with disclaimer and APR information and equal housing logos and all this stuff that they have to say because the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will fine them if they don't. So think about that, folks. This letter is trying to be eye-opening, catch your attention, make you feel like you're going to get a great deal, and then you flip it over and it's going to tell you why you won't.
Right.
It's going to tell you why you're not going to get a great deal because maybe you don't have the 720 FICO score that it requires, or you don't have the 70% loan-to-value ratio that it requires. Or strangely enough, it says only eligible if your loan amount's under $483,000. Well, the front side said it's obviously higher than $483,000. So why are you taking that away too? Mm. It's the absurdity of these mail, these pieces that you get in the mail is something that it kind of confounds our industry. It makes people feel like it's not trustworthy.
Yeah, it definitely can give an air of being sort of shady, right?
It is. And it is shady to put something on the front and then have to disclaim away all the details on the back. Now, for example, I'm on the radio. When I do a radio commercial, I'm required to say certain information. And I will. I'll say it. I'll say what my license number is. We'll say what the company's number is. We say we're an equal housing lender. And it says subject to credit approval. That's what it says. I know it takes 9 seconds. And we don't speed it up like a chipmunk.
No.
Equal housing lender.
No.
No, we say equal housing lender, right? We speak it. But these letters that you get will put it in a 6-point font, which is actually illegal. It has to be in a font that's readable.
Wow.
And again, it's to cram all this subtext behind the offer because it's not an offer. Folks, you can't do it yourself. You cannot just go about it yourself. There's a commercial out there that talks about how you can go into an open house, whip out your phone, put in some information, flash it to a real estate agent, and say, I'm pre-approved.
Right.
You ever seen that commercial?
I have. It's ridiculous.
And then there's a, you know, a sharp, handsome man. He walks up. He's a comedian. And he says, what the realtor's trying to say is, yada, yada, yada. That person represents a loan officer. He's the translator of complex ideas and a complex system of lending, but they're trying to make it look easy. So when you go apply online to an internet lender and you do it yourself, you might miss some steps.
Right.
And you need that loan officer to pick up where you are and take you to the finish line. So if you're a buyer, this message is for you. You need a winning recipe to buy a house. Yes, there should be some order so you can be successful. But what will make you better than the other two or three buyers that you see circling around the neighborhood in open houses is a good plan and a good team. So if you follow the recipe, like baking cookies, you don't just start chomping away at the chocolate chips or doing the fun part of scrolling through the listings on the websites that have these houses. Yeah, you can sneak a few in, but you do need to follow that recipe to be successful. So that starts with a true pre-approval from a direct lender like me at Cross Country Mortgage, where we're going to take a look at what you need. We're going to try to make it easy on you. We're going to talk and we're going to get to know each other so I can match you up to the best loan program with your goals. Then when you're looking at buying houses for hundreds of thousands of dollars, we can work together on the best route to get there. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah.
Instead of me just handing you your mobile device saying, you're on your own.
No. You want that comfort. I mean, I think that's what we look for expertise in anything, as you mentioned. Like, you want someone who has the training, who has the experience, and who can see the pitfalls before you get to them so that you know you have someone in your corner who you can trust.
And yes, you need to get your finances in order to even get a realtor to show you your property.
Right.
Don't just skip ahead and start looking on these websites for your real estate because, you've got to have your ducks in a row. And if you just start calling realtors off of their signs in the front lawn of a house you like, you're also going to get stuck because they might not even show you the house.
Right.
Because they want you to be pre-approved.
You have to be prepared.
You got to be pre-approved and be prepared. So do the right thing. You get pre-approved first, and then the real excitement happens. All right. That's kind of an exaggeration. But you get started by visiting my website. That's a great place to go to if you want. It's georgiadare.com. And you can click on the Apply Now button. And when you're there, you just get an easy questionnaire that gives me some initial information so that we can sit down together and start working towards your goals. Now, we've got all that same fancy online technology you see with that out-of-this-world company. But I'm also here locally present available if you want to come meet with me. So a lot of people don't, and that's okay, but we are here and available. So it's a great advantage in our current home buying world. And you're going to have a lot of questions and you may need to drop some paperwork off. Oh my God, you don't have to use a scanner. You can actually come in and drop it off. It's okay. I'm going to actually take it from you and I'll copy it. And then you also just might want to sit in person and realize that that doesn't cost you anything more. This is just part of what we offer. It's part of the consultative approach to doing my business. So, you don't have to trust that a call center or an internet lender is going to give you the best deal. There's really zero advantage for you in doing that. We have all that technology. I'm an aggregator of information for you. I'm collecting everything that's going on out there, and I'm letting you know what you need. And then we look at all these loan programs, and we decide what the best ones are for you. And then later, we underwrite, and we fully approve. And you buy your home. So once you're pre-approved, we'll issue you that complete recipe to go out and find the home that you want. We'll give you a plan to follow, and I'll even help introduce you to realtors that can be successful. So you have this team that's working towards your same goal of buying a home. So again, if you want that experience and you want to work with a local lender, you want to work with a direct lender and get into a system with a goal to win and have a winning strategy, give me a call, 707-583-8100, or visit georgiadare.com. Thanks for watching and listening. And let's see, what do we have next? So next Wednesday, we'll be on at noon. But if you missed this show or you wanted people that you know are looking to buy or refinance to hear this show, go to ksro.com where you can find past podcasts. It's really fun. We have 7 years that we've done this, and so we highlight the most recent ones. You can find them online. And if you yourself are in a position where you just don't know what your next steps are, you just give us a call. My team will work with you at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, and we'll work with you, and we'll help you decide what is that recipe that I was just talking about. What is it that's going to make you successful at reaching your goals of buying real estate and refinancing and paying off consumer debt? Because that's what I want to do. I want to help you be successful in those areas.
Do you like helping people who have maybe been burned before or had a really bad experience?
I do. Yeah, it's we're still only a decade away from the Great Recession, and there's so many people that misunderstood their loans, weren't conveyed to them properly, and they got adjustable rate mortgages, or they got interest only loans, or they had a balloon payment come due and they didn't understand what all that meant. Lots of people in the Hispanic community were also really affected by bad lending practices. So I've just recently helped some people close that got out of bad loans, and it feels good.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, it feels good to help people. So if you're one of those folks and you feel like, hey, it's time to revisit, reengage, check out your mortgage, I'll do a free mortgage review for you and see what the best options are.
That's great.
So all you got to do is call me at 707-583-8100 or visit georgiadare.com. Hey, folks, I'm getting the hook. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be back to talk more about this next week. Take care.